This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, last Friday we talked about welcoming Ramadan. Today I want to talk to you about maximizing Ramadan. Psychologists tell us that habit change takes 21 days of practicing the new way. Ramadan is the annual habit change boot camp. Ramadan comes and gives us an opportunity to choose henceforth to live as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live, instead of as we want to live. To move from a desire-based existence to an Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will-based existence. In Ramadan, we are ready to stop ourselves from doing what we normally enjoy and which is halal, only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do that. Then how much more important is it to stop ourselves from doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited for us throughout our lives? We do that because we understand that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do is for our benefit. We trust Allah and we remember our meeting with Allah. This is the essence of taqwa, which Ramadan al-Kareem comes to teach us in a powerful experiential way. Let us ask if Ramadan entered me or if I entered Ramadan. Ask yourself, did Ramadan enter you or did you enter Ramadan? If we entered Ramadan, then we will exit Ramadan on the first of Shawwal. Over, done and dusted. If Ramadan entered us, then inshallah it will remain in our hearts and lives throughout the year. The spirit of obedience, which is Ramadan al-Kareem, is the key to success in this life and the next. That is what must enter our hearts, to obey joyfully and eagerly, because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, over and above anyone and anything else. That is taqwa. Ramadan al-Kareem is the gateway to all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us in this life and the akhirah. It is for us to enter through that gateway and succeed. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anyone who fasts for one day for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep his face away from the Jahannam for a distance covered by a journey of 70 years. And this is a Sahih Hadith, Muttafaqun Alayh, Bukhari and Muslim. Uthman ibn Abi al-As radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah said, fasting serves as a shield from Jahannam, from the hellfire. And this is a Sahih Hadith in An-Nasai. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that Islam is a religion of action. It is not a theory, it is not a philosophy, it is not talk, it is action. Ramadan is the month that comes to help us to practice living Islam. Not talking about Islam, but living Islam. It begins with the most critical, fundamental attitude, and that is at-taqwa. The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives and the sole concern to please Him in all that we say and do. Ramadan al-Kareem is the month of the Quran. Do we reflect as we listen to the Imam's recitation that we are listening to the exact words that were revealed to Rasulullah SAW and which the world heard for the very first time in his beautiful voice? Are we aware as we recite that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is listening to us in real time and is mentioning us by name to those who are around his arsh? Are we overwhelmed with awe and gratitude, and do we fall into sajda in thankfulness? Are we excited? Or are we among those who a curse word can transform, but the word of Allah leaves unmoved. Think about what happens if somebody curses you. Think about what happens if somebody abuses you. You are completely transformed. Physiologically and physically, changes can be measured in you and your body, in your heart, in your blood pressure, in your brain, in the color of your face, in the action, electrical impulses between your neurons in your brains. All of this is measurable. But the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves us unmoved. Are we among such people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us the question. قالت رسلهم أفي الله شك قالت رسلهم أفي الله شك فاطر السماوات والأرض يدعوكم ليغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى. In Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he asked a question. Allah said, the messengers asked them, what? Can there be a doubt about Allah? Afillahi shak. Is the exclamation. What? Fillahi shak. You have a doubt about Allah? Can there be a doubt about Allah? The creator of the heavens and the earth, fatir as-samawati wal ard. He calls you to Islam that he may forgive your sins and give you time, a respite in this life for an appointed time. This is Allah, and you doubt him. How is this possible? I know we don't disbelieve in Allah's existence, Jalla Jalalu, but do we believe in his promises? Do we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can feed us without us falling into the haram get-rich schemes of shaitan? Allah asked us another question. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. How can you disbelieve in Allah? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ? How is it possible that you do not believe in Allah? How can you disbelieve in Allah? Seeing that you were dead, you did not even exist. You were dead and he gave you life. Then he will give you death. And then again will bring you back to life on the day of judgment. And then unto him you will return. This is Islam. To reflect on that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to live our lives in a way where that meeting will be the best meeting of our lives. Do we reflect on the fact that this word, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, is the most truthful word that can ever exist, and that it is protected in its exactness, in its meaning, and in its application by the one who spoke it? The Quran is the spoken word. It was heard for the first time, not read. It entered the hearts of people. Do we reflect on the fact that this Quran changed a people who were despised in the world and transformed them into role models who were looked up to in their own lifetimes? Do we reflect on the fact that this Quran Al-Kareem changes the destination of people from Jahannam to Jannah? And then do we ask, but what is it doing for me? Do we reflect on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned us in the Quran and mentioned what will happen to each of us depending on the qualities that he mentioned? And then as is the demand of intelligence, do we search for ourselves in the Quran? Do we reflect on the fact that the Quran is shifa, a cure for illness, the most serious and critical and fatal of which are the illnesses of hypocrisy and hatred and greed and jealousy and fear, and hope from creatures instead of from Allah? And then do we seek a cure before it is too late? Do we reflect on the fact that the Quran gives solace to the bereaved, comfort to the aggrieved, safety from danger, takes away our fears and anxieties? Do we seek these things from the Quran before we run to anyone else for help? Do we learn to read the Quran properly according to its rules? And do we teach our children ourselves? Do we enjoy the recitation of the Quran in Taraweeh? Or do we complain that the Qari is reciting too slowly and tell him to step on the gas? What will we say if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us why we never complained about watching Super Bowl or World Cup or Ertugrul all night, but complain about staying up a bit late to witness the moon? Or if Taraweeh takes a few minutes longer because the Qari is reciting from the heart instead of reciting mechanically? One of my favorite images is a clip that somebody sent me of this Somali imam and his little son. Father and son must have been maybe 7-8 years old. Father and son walking on the beach in the surf, barefoot, the sea, the waves of the ocean washing their feet. And the son is reciting, he's doing his dawr of hifz, and his father is his ustad of hifz. And the father is listening, and the son is reciting, and both of them are walking together on the beach. Imagine the kind of bond that must be between that father and that son. Can you imagine that when that father is gone, then not only is that son, every letter of the Quran that he recites, the father gets the reward. But not only that, but do you think that son will forget to make dua for the maghfirat of his father in sajda, in tahajjud, every single day of his life? This is how bonds are created. Not by throwing money and gadgets at our kids, but by teaching them the kalam of Allah, by teaching them the hubb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by being role models for them. When they think of you, what is the picture they see in their eyes, in the eyes of their hearts? Do our children listen to us reciting the Quran at home? How many of our homes are bereft of the sound of our voices reciting the kalam of Allah? Our children will remember us for many reasons, some good, some bad, but never because they used to hear us reciting the kalam of Allah in the dead of the night when the world was asleep. Will our children remember us for that reason? Ask this question. Finally, my brothers and sisters, how many of us have children who come to us and say, Amma, Mummy, Baba, whatever they call you, please make dua for me because I am in this difficulty. I know your connection with your Rabb. Please ask Him to help me. And how many of us can lift our hands and look up at the heavens with confidence and say, Oh Allah, give me because I am asking. Give me because I am asking. I am the faqir at your door. Give me because I am asking. Give me because you are my Rabb and I am your Abd. Give me because you can give. Give me because only you can give. Give me because you are witness that I don't ask anyone other than you. How many of us have this confidence to make dua like this? My brothers and sisters, Ramadan al-Kareem is the month of change. Let us maximize its benefits for ourselves. If not now, then when? Ramadan al-Kareem is the month of the mercy and generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Ramadan and the bounties it brings. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Ramadan begins, the gates of Jannah are opened and the gates of Jahannam are shut and the shayateen are put in chains. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. Abu Hurairah reported in a hadith in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah that Rasulullah said, when the first night of Ramadan comes, the shayateen and the mischievous jinns are chained up and the gates of Jahannam are shut and none of its gates is opened. The gates of Jannah are opened and none of its gates is shut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the shayateen in Ramadan, as we know from these hadith. Therefore, the question to ask ourselves is, if we still find ourselves committing sins, operating or working in haram businesses and jobs, dealing in interest and disobeying Allah in whichever way, the question to ask is, if shaitan is chained and out of the game, then who's responsible? I don't think the answer is a mystery. I advise myself and you to stop playing games with Allah and with the mercy of Allah. If not, there can come a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to allow us to continue on our chosen path. If that happens, that is the greatest calamity. That is the greatest calamity because the doors of Hidayah will be shut. Then in the midst of our enjoyment of all that is prohibited, we will suddenly be seized without time to repent. I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's refuge. Ya'adu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ خَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. So when they forgot the warning that they had been reminded with, we opened to them the gates of every pleasant thing, until in the midst of their enjoyment in that which they had been given, suddenly we took them to punishment, and lo, they were plunged into destruction with deep regrets and sorrows. Ramadan is an opportunity to repent, to realign our lives, and to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which Allah made it easy by skewing the field in our favor. Let us not lose that advantage and fall back into the hole that we dug for ourselves. Ramadan is about habit change, so let us align and realign our lives. Abu Hurairah reported, Rasulullah ascended the minbar and said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. After his khutbah, they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, you ascended the minbar and you said, Ameen, 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 three times. What is the reason? Rasulullah said, verily, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and he is not forgiven, which means that he has not done the deeds by which Allah will forgive him. So whoever reaches the month of Ramadan and he is not forgiven, then he will enter Jahannam and Allah will cast him far away. Say Ameen. So I said Ameen. Then Jibreel alayhi salam said, whoever sees his parents in their old age, one or both, and does not honor them, he sees the parents in the old age and does not honor them, and he dies in that state, then he will enter Jahannam and Allah will cast him far away, say Ameen. I said Ameen. Then he said, Jibreel alayhi salam, whoever has your name mentioned in his presence, whoever has the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in his presence, and he does not send blessings upon you, does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he dies, then he will enter Jahannam and Allah will cast him far away. So say Ameen. I said Ameen. And this is in Sahih Hadith in Sahih Ibn Ibban. My brothers and sisters, let us realize the seriousness of this Hadith. Jibreel alayhi salam is making the dua and he and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam are saying Ameen. Let us ensure that we correct ourselves, our relationships, our priorities and our affairs. As we draw to a close of the month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down his greatest reward in this month, Laylatul Qadr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam told us to search for it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, in the odd nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatu wal ruhu fiha bi'idhni rabbihim min kulli amr. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Allah said, which means, verily we sent it, this Quran, down, the Nuzul, we revealed it, in the night of Al-Laylatul Qadr, in the night of Al-Qadr, the night of decree. And what will make you know, how will you know what the night of Al-Qadr, the night of decree is? The night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 months, better than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously for 83 years and 4 months. Therein, during this night, descend the malaika, the angels, and the ruh, which is Jibreel alayhi salam, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission, with all decrees. Peace upon the Muslims and upon the whole world until the appearance of dawn. It was narrated from our mother, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, that she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I should find Laylatul Qadr, what dua should I ask Allah? And he advised her, he said, ask, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. I make this dua for all of you and myself. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna. O Allah, forgive. O Allah, you are forgiving. And you love to forgive. So forgive me. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to appreciate Ramadan and all its blessings. To do this, we must structure our days. Limit, if not get rid of social media. Spend as much time as we can in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend as much as we can in charity, knowing that it's an investment in our own akhirah, the reward of which is multiplied 70 times in Ramadan. I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, nothing happens without effort. And nothing fails if we make enough effort. It is up to us. When you write your checks for charity, don't ask yourself, how much should I write? Ask, how much do I want from Allah? Ramadan al-Kareem is the month for especially expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through charity, dhikr, fikr and istighfar. Through charity, through remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through introspection and reflecting on our own lives and to make the intention of changing them and seeking repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. to help in this, let us remember who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and allow His glory to fill our hearts with His noor that abolishes all darkness of kufr and shirk and bid'at and rebelliousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the matrix for success and declared, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Every living being shall taste death. And only on the day of resurrection shall you be paid your wages in full. And whosoever is removed away from the fire and admitted into Jannah, only that person is successful. Faqat faz. The life of this world is only in the enjoyment of deception. It's a deceiving thing. Shaitan plays the opposite game, where he makes this world appear to be real and the Akhirah to be unreal. Allah Ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu told us what to do about this. Allah said, Inna shaitana lakum adu, fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Inna shaitana lakum adu, fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Innama yad'u hizbahu liyakunu min ashabis sa'ir. Surely shaitan is your enemy, so treat him like an enemy. He only invites his followers that they may become the dwellers of the blazing fire. What do you say about somebody who deals in interest? Who instead of recognizing that shaitan is his enemy who is leading him into this interest-based dealing, and instead of making shaitan his enemy, this person dealing with interest, this person taking a loan on interest, this person paying a loan on interest, this person taking interest or paying interest or witnessing those transactions or working in institutions like that who deal in interest. What is this person doing? Instead of treating shaitan as an enemy, this person is taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his enemy. He's taking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his enemy because he's accepting a declaration of war from Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask yourself, stop fooling yourself. Ask yourself, what do you call the one from whom you have accepted a declaration of war? My brothers and sisters, Ramadan al-Kareem comes to get us back on track. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors us with His special mercy. Let us open our hearts to the message of Islam and become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fight the shaitan, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and protection. Let us remember that our end too will come. At that time, the only thing which will matter is whether we pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. Ramadan comes to remind us about that day so that we can make it the best day of our lives, the day when we meet our Rabb and look forward to the reward that He promised. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you whatever you ask with khair and afiyah and then add to it from His generosity and grace. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from all the evil of that which you know and you don't know. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your hearts with contentment and with qana'at and with sukoon and with itminan. I ask Allah to fill your hearts with peace and with harmony and with complete contentment with what He has given you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all stress and all strain and all fear and all anxieties and all worries from your heart and to fill it and to fill your heart with the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you the true followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who make His ittiba, who emulate Him, who imitate Him, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would then begin to love you. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.